Paul, what influence does country western music have on your, let's say, what influence did it have? I know we had a little bash session, which I taped last night. Do you think it has a great influence?
On all music? Yes, you know, we've sort of been fans of a lot of country and western people for a long time, especially people like Carl Perkins, who were sort of semi-country western people. Yeah, we all like it. And apparently some of the fellas from country and western country, like Memphis and Nashville, you know, that we've talked to, said that our music sounds a little bit like it. It's a bit influenced. Probably is, you know.
No.
What other influence would you say you had at the beginning? We get a lot of letters about this.
Early Elvis Presley. I'd say, yeah, definitely. And American groups, generally. Just American colors groups, particularly.
One question I want to ask you. I've been sent along 6,000 letters, which I put in the baggage compartment here, and I don't know if you get a chance to read them, but these come from people in the South Florida area. Do you get a chance to read these letters? Is there some chance that you might get to read one or two of them?
Yeah, you know, we read quite a lot, actually. You know, the trouble is mainly is answering them, you know, but we try and answer as many as we can.
Paul, do you think that the Beatles will ever change their sphere completely from music to movies, or will it always be music mainly in your mind?
I don't know, really, you know, I mean, at the moment, we're not, at the moment, none of us are, I don't think anyway, very good in movies. You know, I think Ringo and John in the last one were the best. But,
well, I think a lot of people thought you were mighty good, too.
I see. Well, I think they're wrong. I thought I was terrible, actually. But, you know, maybe after a few movies, after a couple more, we might get a bit better. I can't tell, really. If we do get better, and if any one of us or the four of us all suddenly become good actors, well, that would be great. You know, of course we'll do more movies because we enjoy doing them, and we'll also do music in them, you know.
John, here's a weird question, kind of unusual. What do you think about all these...
Oh, Harry.
Oh, Paul.
Remember
I'm
me?
Sorry, I'm sorry.
It's okay, Harry.
A little sleepy. Paul, this is an odd question. What do you think about all these newsmen around? Does it ever bother you? Like, we're with you on the plane. We don't try to get to you too much.
Well, I'll tell you what, the best thing about you lot, you know, is that on the plane, we can trust you, you know. And we know that, for instance, if one of us wants to go to sleep, then you won't be coming up flashing cameras in our faces, you know, something like that. So that's fine, you know, everybody on the plane, we know now, and we can trust them to sort of think about, you know, us a bit. Normally, it doesn't work because people just sort of are out for all they can get, you know, and if they catch you sleeping, they'll flash a flash right in your face, you know. But, I mean, this isn't all of the time. Occasionally you can get sick of that, you can imagine, you know, that can get sickening. But it's much better once you get to know people, because then you just sort of ask them, you say, you know, do you mind when we're sleeping, you know, please don't flash it in our face, or please don't come up and wake us up and say, hi Paul, can I have an interview, you know, and something like that. It's terrible, but most people are very considerate, you know, and generally speaking, when you get to know the press, they're good fellows, you know.
Since I've left Miami, and this is for the Miami people, we've had quite a few letters, something like 6,000 letters, asking that the Beatles come down to Miami. Any chance?
Well, you know, we'd love to, because we were there on Miami Beach before, and all of us, in fact, had a great time. In fact, we seem to have had a great time everywhere in America. It is a good place. But listen, you know, if we could get down to Miami, I know we would. And in fact, if we can, when we're somewhere near there, aren't we, Jackson?
Jacksonville's about 400 miles away.
Oh, I see. Well, we're nowhere near it then. I thought, aren't we any nearer?
Well, actually, our station individually down in Miami is sending 100 fans up in a chartered airliner,
yeah.
So they're all coming up to see you. So it works out for the best anyway. What do you think about this folklore music that you hear about? Like last night, Peter, Paul, and Mary were here. They had a lot of praise for the Beatles. And do you think that your music has any of this in it?
What?
Folk songs.
I don't know, really. You know, if you look beyond the idea of folk songs, then it's true that the fact that our songs are now popular, it's the folk music of today. It's very sort of vague statement, that, but you know what I mean? Greensleeves and all the real old English folk songs, and you know, Drink to Me Only with Thine Eyes and all that sort of stuff, all the very, very old madrigals were the pop songs of the day.
Not to be repetitive, somebody mentioned this before. Are you planning to get married in the near future, or engaged, or anything like that, or do you date much?
Date much? Every time any of us gets the opportunity, except John, you know, we do. We sort of meet girls, go out with them, and sort of go to shows and things with them. But I'm not planning to get married. I mean, you know, people start marrying me after Jane, because Jane is, you know, by American terms, my steady date. You know, I mean, we never use the word in England. But, I, you know, I suppose you could call her my steady date, because I see her most when we're in London, you know. And so, consequently, people start saying, well, you know, bound to get married soon, bound to be engaged. It's not true, actually. But I don't know, you know, I just give in, trying to deny it. There's so many people.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Not at all, Larry.
Okay, bye.